Call to order this regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, March 25th, 2014, at 7 p.m. Pledge allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Julie Decker, and following that, if you remain standing for the invocation to be given by a member of the Baha'i faith.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh my God, verily I invoke thee and supplicate before thy threshold, asking thee that all thy mercies may descend upon these souls. Specialize them for thy favor and thy truth. O Lord, unite and bind together the hearts, join in accord all the souls, and exhilarate the spirits through the signs of thy sanctity and oneness. O Lord, make these faces radiant through the light of thy oneness. Strengthen the loins of thy servants in the service to thy kingdom. O Lord, O thou possessor of infinite mercy, O Lord of forgiveness and pardon, forgive our sins, pardon our shortcomings, and cause us to turn to the kingdom of thy clemency, invoking the kingdom of might and power, humble at thy shrine and submissive before the glory of thine evidences. O Lord God, make us as waves of the sea, as flowers of the garden, united, agreed through the bounties of thy love. O Lord, dilate the breasts through the signs of thy oneness, and make all mankind as stars shining from the same height of glory, as perfect fruits growing upon thy tree of life. Verily, thou art the Almighty, the self-subsistent, the giver, the forgiving, the pardoner, the omniscient, the one creator.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a few ceremonial matters to receive. The first item is a proclamation for Health Fair Week. Whereas the Wrangell Health Fair promotes health awareness throughout the community by educating people about wellness and motivating them to translate health knowledge into action. And whereas the Wrangell Health Fair has served Wrangellites for 20 years by offering health screenings, health education, and promotion. And whereas the Wrangell Health Fair, with support from many local merchants and over 300 volunteers annually to contribute to Wrangell's well-being, and whereas through their combined efforts to provide the health fair to all, individual Wrangell residents have the opportunity to improve their health practices and learn about existing health services. Now, therefore, I, Mayor David L. Jack, do hereby proclaim the week of March 30th to April 5th, 2014, as Health Fair Week in Wrangell, and urge all our citizens to take advantage of this worthwhile program. And Chris Reed, would you step forward, please?
Is a proclamation for Choose Respect. Whereas every Alaskan is precious and has the right to freedom, safety, and dignity, and whereas the epidemic of sexual assault, domestic violence, and child sexual abuse has afflicted Alaska for too long, tearing apart families and weakening communities. The Choose Respect initiative is a call to action to break the silence and stand up against these horrific crimes. And whereas the rates of sexual assault, domestic violence, and child sexual abuse in our state are staggering and unacceptable. Nearly 60% of women in Alaska have experienced intimate partner or sexual violence in their lifetime. And whereas domestic violence not only devastates the primary victim, it harms children exposed to these crimes as well. Children who have witnessed violence in their homes can endure lasting physical, psychological, and emotional scars. They often suffer from depression, anxiety, aggression, and substance abuse, and may perpetuate the circle of violence by becoming abusive in their own future relationships. And whereas the Choose Respect initiative promotes respect for ourselves and others and encourages Alaskans to speak out when witnessing acts of or the results of domestic and sexual violence. By openly expressing regard for others, supporting preventative and protective efforts in our communities, and standing up for victims and survivors, we will stop this epidemic. And whereas, through focused education and prevention efforts, increased law enforcement and criminal penalties, and enhanced service provider networks, we will better protect victims and hold offenders accountable for their actions. And whereas, together, we can send a strong message of hope and healing to victims and survivors and prevent future suffering. Over 150 Alaskan communities have already joined in the effort to end domestic violence, sexual assault, and child sexual abuse and create a safer, stronger Alaska. Now, therefore, David L. Jack, Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, does hereby proclaim on March 27, 2014, that Alaskans individually and collectively choose respect and call upon the Alaskans to all Alaskans to join with him in standing up against these crimes and create a movement across our community that will restore a culture of respect and action for future generations.
Katie Robbins, would you come forward, please?
I'm very honored to accept this, and I'm very honored to be the one to set up the walk this year. We are doing it at noon on March 27th, which is this Thursday. We're going to start at Head Start. We're going to walk through downtown here and stop at the Garnet Room. We do have a couple speakers, and the Head Start kids are going to participate, which was a big part of the walk, and we would love to have as many people that want to show up and march with us. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. The next items are certificate of service. The City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska presents a certificate of service to Beth Comstock for her service and dedication on the cemetery committee from January 2012 to March 2014. And the certificate of service, the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska here presents a certificate of service to Kay Larson for her service and dedication on the cemetery committee from October 2006 to March 2014. That is all for ceremonial matters. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Here.
McCloskey?
Here.
Wilma Stokes? Wiederspoon?
Here.
Blake?
Here.
Stowe?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Yes.
Mayor Jack, I really don't have an official amendment, but I would like to offer this. We already had a item 13G, and I would like to offer this and the motion attached to it as a substitute for what was previously presented. And I can discuss that at the actual item.
Anybody have a problem with that? Okay. Conflict of interest.
I have a conflict of interest. The executive session.
I have a conflict of interest on this item 15. Consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk 6A, 7A, 7B, and 7C.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing number four, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item eight, Borough Manager's Report.
The owners of the Wrangell Mill property have finally got a clean bill of health from the state's DEC, and they have called us just to see if we are interested in that property. They don't have a price tag yet, and they said they should get something to us sometime in the next 30 days, so we've already started kind of talking about things, but there's a lot of concerns in there. There's also a lot of potential out there, but I think it'll take some time to sort everything out and what we want to do there. But once we get the price tag, we can start moving forward on what we think is appropriate action. And we'll certainly need the assembly's input in that on what direction we want to go. We also met, Carl Johnson and I met with Al Klo. He's the DOT Southeast Regional Director. We talked about several things. One of them was Evergreen. And actually it's coming along kind of about what staff had thought before. I think they will plan to, they're doing the design now. They will hopefully have that out to bid in the fall with construction first thing in the springtime. And believe it or not, the one big item that they are having is the right-of-way needed for the walkway where the Bangaman property used to be, which is now owned by the state of Alaska Parks. So DOT cannot get the land from the state parks to put the widening of the road there for the walkway. So, and we've told them that if that gets to be a hang-up, I think we would rather have them stop before and do the project, and then sometime later, if they finally get it sorted out and they get a paver in town, they can do that little section. So, but it's amazing that two state agencies, that's where the hang-up is. Legislative information, two of the major things that the city is watching, several things, but two that affect our budget directly is the revenue sharing program. They've taken some, both the House and the Senate have taken some money out of the budget at this point. AML and most of the cities have testified, including us, to restore that. The other thing is the state retirement system and the unfunded liability. I think most cities and AML endorsed the governor's plan, but it doesn't appear that the House or the Senate do, and so we've lobbied that also. Some of the projects coming along, Cassiar Street bids will be opened in early April. Weber Street is expected to start construction here in April. The city dock, we had a bid on the materials. We have them ordered. Most of that is for the fender pile system to redo that, and then we'll put out another bid for someone to actually install them. The 300-ton travel lift should be here sometime in the next, last time I checked it was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean somewhere, so it's on its way. And once it arrives, they'll have a representative here to help us assemble it, do the training on the operations, and then also have our maintenance staff, the garage people, to go through the kind of the maintenance end of things. So we're looking forward to that. The other thing is assessment notices were sent out on the 20th of March. We have appeals for those people that don't feel there's something right about it. Certainly anybody and everybody is welcome to file an appeal. The appeals need to be returned in our office here by April 21st. And then the assessor will get a hold of each and every person that files an appeal, and if you can't reduce or come to some resolution, then the assembly will meet on May 5th as the Board of Equalization to listen to appeals and make a decision. That's about it.
I have a suggestion. On the mill property, before we get too deep into that, as with any other business, you really have to have a plan in place before you start hunting for money. The Economic Development Committee has been kicking this around for over a year now. Why don't we pass this down to them and task them with coming up with a plan that we can work with on this?
Okay, we can do that. And you're right, they have been working on it. The other thing, both Carol and the, we actually talked to the mill's attorney, who's the one that called us. They have a list of people that were interested in doing things on the property, but they didn't have the, you know, the resources to buy the whole chunk, but wanted to do that. So we could probably get a list together of all the different people that wanted to do different things out there, and kind of maybe the, like you said, the economic committee could get a feel and put something together. But there's also a lot of expenditures that we know are going to have power, water and sewer. It appears that the dock is something you wouldn't want to drive anything out there on. So if you do something on the water side, we would probably do like we did for AML down here, a small runway out and just a turnaround T there that would support something like that. I mean, if we start moving the freight companies out there and do other things. So, but there is you could put some money into that. So I think going in, we need to look at all that. The purchasing might be the cheap part, so.
Go ahead.
Did you want to follow up?
No, go ahead.
I would also send the signal back that we'd need to have some sort of more information about supposedly two or three sunken barges out there. Or are they tugs?
We talked about that also.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Borough clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything to report.
Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Does any assembly member have anything to report? Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention that during the last assembly meeting, I was at the Southeast Conference in Juneau and representing the city. And they always do a good job of covering a lot of bases as far as information of what's happening in the region, everything from solid waste to energy to workforce development and marine industry issues. But there was a particular focus on maritime issues. And Carol Washmore and I both participated in a panel discussion regarding maritime industries. And there was a representative from Alaska Ship and Dry Dock. There was Carol represented what Wrangell has done with the Marine Service Center. I was representing my work on a statewide group to create a workforce development plan for the maritime industry. So we basically were talking about the industry from all these different perspectives and how Southeast would like to move that forward sort of as a region. And so Southeast Conference, I think, is going to be spearheading the creation of a Southeast Alaska Marine Industry Council. So the idea is it would represent all the different components of the marine industries in Southeast Alaska and help people develop those areas further. In Ketchikan, they've done sort of a pilot project of identifying businesses in Ketchikan that are related to the marine industry, put them all on a website, helped sort of promote the area and the types of businesses that they have. And now they're starting to work sort of on the workforce development side of things, helping to train locals for jobs that exist. There's a lot of different components that we can work on, and the EDC here in Wrangell's actually been doing a little bit of that, but now we're going to be looking at it sort of on a region-wide basis. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and it's something that Wrangell can plug into quite readily.
And actually is kind of on the cutting edge of, there are a lot of communities that would like to model some of the things that we've done. So say good job to folks in Wrangell that have spent 10, 15, 20 years getting to where we are here.
Thank you. Anyone else have anything? Well, we have an appointment this evening. I think all of our committees are full up right now.
I'm advertising for the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau, but that'll be the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Next item, 11 persons to be heard.